Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Celebrate the magic of Christmas in downtown Murfreesboro, the annual tree lighting Friday, December the 6th, 5 until 8 p.m., and it's powered by MTE. You can enjoy caroling, meet Santa, and witness the festive tree lighting. That's Christmas downtown Murfreesboro, December 6th, powered by MTE. On today's show, we are talking about Rutherford County Paws. And Sebastian Jordan is here with us, and you brought back a fan favorite today. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing good. Steve Edwards is here. Steve, your nickname has gotten all around town, I guess, right?
The Cat Man.
So Steve is here today, or the Cat Man, and we're talking about Rutherford County Paws. And Sebastian, things going well at Paw since the last time we talked?
Yeah, it's been good. Adopting a lot of pets out.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's kind of one of the primary purposes of Paw there, I guess. Maybe go over that with our listeners, first of all. You know, I'm always amazed at the number of new people that move into our community and may not know what services are here. So maybe just kind of give us an overview of Rutherford County Paws.
Yeah, so we are pet adoption and welfare services for Rutherford County. So it's a county-run shelter and animal control. So we take in stray pets, surrendered pets, take care of them, try to get them adopted out. And we also have an animal control branch that goes out and enforces Tennessee codes about, you know, laws pertaining to pet ownership, making sure dogs are vaccinated, not running around everywhere.
Gotcha.
And we also offer free rabies vaccines and spaying and neutering for Rutherford County residents, which is a great service. The spaying and neutering especially helps cut down on the amount of stray animals running around. That's been really good. I was actually putting together some numbers for our director for a presentation about you know, the rates of spaying and neutering. As we've done more of that over the years for residents, the amount of animals that we have to take in has gone down with that.
Oh, good.
So that has had a market impact on the amount of animals that need homes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm in the soon to be stages with the puppy. I got a puppy on Father's Day, and it's about time for him to go through that. So getting ready for that hopefully around Christmas time. So
there you go.
But you know, it's important to be a responsible pet owner, and that's one of the ways you can do that.
Yeah. And we also do, you know, community outreach, education, things like this, coming in, talking about what we do, getting the message out there.
Now, you said surrendered pets. What would that look like? I mean, they're all the time, you know, if you're scrolling around Facebook, you may see, if you're part of some of these groups, well, this dog wandered up, or, you know, do you know who this dog belongs to, things like that. So I would imagine that it could be really overwhelming if it was every single dog and cat that's out there.
Yeah, and it pretty much is. We have to schedule our intakes because of the amount of animals that are out there. But yeah, if someone finds a pet, tries to reach out, can't find the owner, then we'll let them schedule an appointment to bring them in, and we hold them for a set amount of time, post pictures online, try to reach out, find owners. Obviously, first step is scanning microchips, but a lot of animals don't have the microchips. When we do events, we do free microchipping, which is always a great service. But yeah, we take in all kinds of pets constantly.
So I just reminded myself too. I was thinking about the tree lighting and the holidays coming up, and then it just kind of hit me. You know, I mentioned that I got a puppy for Father's Day, and some people may think, "Well, Christmas, that would be a great time." You have to really go through certain things just to make sure you're mentally ready and prepared, especially if you're getting this for a child.
Yeah, definitely. And we do keep our same, you know, adoption protocols in place around the holidays. So we vet the homeownership, make sure if you're renting, they allow animals. pick or see the size requirements, mm-hmm. weight requirements, and everything. If there are kids in the house, we do still ask them to come for a meet and greet with the dogs. That kind of ruins the surprise, but we want to cut down on returns and make sure everyone's getting along and it's going to be a good home for everyone.
Absolutely. Do you see numbers go up during the holidays sometimes?
I have not been here for Christmas yet, so we'll see.
I guess you're about to find out.
Yeah.
Huh? Do you have any events scheduled or anything like that between now and the next, maybe the end of the year that are coming up?
We do. We will have another Empty the Shelters that'll run for 2 weeks. I can't announce dates on that yet, so that'll come fairly soon.
Okay.
And then we've got Santa Paws on Friday, December 13th. That will be at Paws from 2 to 6 p.m. We'll have a photo booth set up. We will have a Santa Claus, and we will take pet pictures and upload them to an album for people. Well, anyone that wants to stop by with their pet in costume or out and get some photos with Santa.
Santa Paws. I like that.
Yeah.
Cool way to do that. And I guess you'll probably see, since you haven't been there, I don't know, but at Christmas, you may see pets dressed up, all that kind of thing in there.
Yeah, I've heard that event does get pretty busy, it should be fun.
And that's on a Friday afternoon, right?
It is.
Okay, good deal. So you brought Steve with you today, and I have a feeling we're going to talk a little bit about volunteering at Paws, too.
Yeah,
huh?
Probably.
Steve, kind of tell me how you got involved with Rutherford County Paws.
Well, after I retired, I was just looking for something to do. And I wanted to, I love cats, and so I went to Paws and put in an application, and just got called and said, come on in, and I got a shirt and a schedule.
Now they can't keep you away.
Now they can't keep me away, yeah.
I'm sure that they wouldn't want to do that, but anyway, so... How did this love of cats come about for you?
Never was a cat person to begin with.
Really?
And all of a sudden, this little black kitten came up and started rubbing up against my leg and wouldn't let me touch it. But as soon as I'd reach down to touch, she'd run away.
Mm-hmm.
And finally got to where I could touch her. And then I got to pet her. And then she lived in my garage. And now she sleeps in the bed with us.
Wow. That sounds like a cat, though, you know.
Mm-hmm. And before I was able to get her spayed, she ended up pregnant, having another litter of kittens, which was only three. And we kept one and gave the other two to good friends of ours, which they have a good home as well. And and then I adopted another feral. So now I have three. And... they're just amazing critters. They really are.
Cats, I mean, I haven't met many dog and cat people. They're either usually a dog person or a cat person lot of times.
My wife was a dog person.
Really?
And now she's a cat person / dog person.
Okay. Cat first, though, right?
Yes, first.
Yeah. It's like they're polar opposites in the way they interact with humans, though.
Absolutely. They don't come when you call them most of the time.
Yeah.
You know, they have their own mentality and
they're in control.
Yeah. They're in control. Oh yeah. They run the household. Uh-huh. We just live there.
Yeah. Now you said feral cats. And so those are what is a feral cat?
Those are the cats that, didn't get spayed or neutered and ended up having a litter of kittens. And so this little kitten just shows up,
mm-hmm.
and she's jumping around outside, and she lived outside for close to a year, and it started to get cold, and I'm like, you know, I'm not going to have anything happen to her. So I brought her home, you know, brought her in, I caught her in a have a heart trap. And took her in the house, and we have an extra bedroom upstairs with a bathroom. And so I set her up with everything she needed, food, water, litter box, and she lived in the bathroom for a couple of days. And then I opened the bathroom door and kept the bedroom door shut. And so she was able to kind of get used to that. And then I opened the door and she got used to the other two cats. Mm-hmm. And now they're all three running around chasing each other up and down the steps.
One big happy fat cat
one
family.
Big happy
huh?
cat family.
You know, feral cats are, you know, if you maybe think of barn cats, you know, they're mm-hmm. very much outdoors, and in terms of human interaction, it takes a while to work with a feral cat, doesn't mm-hmm. it?
I'm still working with this one.
Yeah. Yeah,
typically, if you don't handle them or have, you know, social human interaction before 6 weeks, that's kind of the cutoff where it gets a lot harder to yep. get them used to people.
Well, in terms of how long have you been volunteering at Paws?
A little over 2.5 years.
2.5 years. Okay. So I know you said that you were looking for something to do once you retired. And of course, you can few hours a week to 2 or 3 days a week. Yeah. I'm sure for anybody that would look likes animals, this would probably be a very good job or volunteer opportunity in retirement.
Absolutely. And there was actually a new guy came in yesterday, and he was there for about an hour. And when you start off, you're kind of helping the front desk, you know, get driver's license and other information, what they're wanting to do. And just helps the girls behind the counter out.
Yeah.
And then whatever you want to do, whether you want to do cats, dogs, if you just want to walk dogs or whatever, you know, after you go through that little orientation, you end up doing what you want to do.
And I'm sure, Sebastian, that volunteers really help to make sure that the animals get the care that they need.
They do. They help fill in all kinds of gaps. You know, if we end up short-staffed or people are sick or we have 20 animals come in, you know, our kennel attendants get spread thin. They do. They take care of every dog. They take out all of them at least once a day, you know, meet their needs. But the volunteers really help fill in the gaps with getting them more play, more care, more interaction.
And it's mostly dogs and cats, but an occasional chicken or whatnot.
We currently have
a bull, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Two sheep are in there now. You can hear them making their sheep noises.
Wow. So what would someone need to do as we wrap up here, Sebastian, to maybe start the process of volunteering?
So if you go to our website, rutherfordcountytn.gov/paws, there is a volunteer button on the side that'll take you to the page. You will fill out a volunteer application, and then our coordinator, Crystal, will reach out and set up orientation for that. It's pretty smooth.
Awesome.
And I know she's not here, but one thing she's been working to get going is more short-term volunteers. A lot of our volunteers are like Steve, where they want to do this regularly and keep coming back on somewhat of a schedule. And we don't have as much one or two off, you know, people coming in just to do it. And so we're trying to make that a little easier to onboard people if they just want to try it out.
So I guess the word of the day is get started. See what, you know, and sometimes it's not the 100% best fit, but you don't know unless you try. And I would especially think that if you're a dog or a cat person, I mean, you can't be the cat man, but you can be a cat person. You know, that be a good opportunity. So appreciate you both coming in today.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Steve, good to have you here. And three is it, though, right at home?
Well, for now.
For now.
Yeah, there'll probably be another one at some point.
Oh, if the cats only knew, you'd have a yard full, right?
Yep. Bring them on.
Our friends from Rutherford County Paws joining today, Sebastian Jordan and Steve Edwards, who is the cat man, who is a volunteer over at Rutherford County Paws. They're on John R. Rice Boulevard, too, by the way. That is going to do it for the show. Hope you have a great day. We'll see you back here next time.